Hello, thank you for contacting Arch for Housing Assistance. To help determine the best program for you and your needs, I have a short assessment I would like to complete with you. Are you homeless and in need of housing assistance or behind on rent?
I'm homeless. Hello.
Okay, I can go ahead and complete the assessment for you. May I have your first and last name?
Valerie Simmons.
Is the first name Vallory?
Vallerie.
I'm sorry, verify the spelling.
Is Vallerie, Valerie.
Okay, Vallerie.
Yes, ma'am.
Last name?
Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-S.
And you're requesting housing services?
Yes.
What is your telephone number?
334-549-5109.
That's 334-549-5109.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have an email address that you would like to provide?
It's Valerie Simmons, 664 at yahoo.com.
You say your first and last name, 664 at yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to provide me with your social?
418-27-3227.
That was
418-27-3227.
227, okay.
It's 3227.
3227. Are you a veteran or a military?
No.
Just to verify, the phone number 418-273-3227.
Your social security number is 418-27-3227.
And you said you're not a veteran or a military dependent?
No, ma'am.
What is your date of birth?
August the 14th, 1987.
In your gender?
Female.
Race?
Black or African American.
What is your zip code?
36301. I'll be using somebody's address. It's 36089.
That was 36089.
Yes.
And what city do you live in?
Said my address going to? I'm in Dothan.
What city? Dothan, you said Dothan?
Yes.
What county do you currently live in?
That Houston County. Okay, this had to go. Because I don't have no address, I'm using my friend's address because my mail comes to somebody else's house, but they don't give me the mail. And I use the friend's address so I can get my mail.
Okay, what was your last? Okay, what was your last permanent address or current address?
It's 612 Virginia Drive, Dothan, Alabama 36. Hold on, it's Dothan, Alabama 36301.
Okay, and you said that you are homeless?
Yes.
Approximately when did you become homeless?
About a year and a half ago.
And what is your current or prior living situation?
Ma'am?
What is your current or prior living situation?
I be living in sometimes a motel, and sometimes it be in my car.
Okay. And how long were you in the previous housing?
Ma'am?
How long were you in the previous housing? Okay. And how many months, you said a year and a half that you have been homeless?
Yes, I had caught COVID, and I lost my job, and I've been homeless ever since. So it's a year and a half.
Okay. And you said it was due to you being laid off from work?
Yes, caught COVID.
Okay. Have you applied for the Emergency Rental Assistance Program?
No, what... No, what I can apply for that is.
Okay. I'll be able to provide the information once I submit this. Did you receive an eviction notice during the time there was a eviction moratorium in place?
No, I was staying with someone. So I ain't had no landlord.
And have you experienced this housing crisis in result of COVID?
Yes.
Are you head of household or another member in the family?
Not a member.
So the question was, are you head of household or another member in the family?
Oh, no, I'm not a head of the household.
Okay. How many adults are with you?
Just me. Oh, come on. Who I stay with? Okay, it's just me and my three children.
Okay, so three kids?
Yeah.
And if you're comfortable with answering it, because we want to provide you as much help as possible, have you received your COVID vaccine?
Received who?
Your COVID vaccine.
No, I ain't received it.
Do you have a documented disability?
No.
What is your monthly income?
I work at Subway and I made $8.
So what is your monthly income?
About $545.
Okay, so this is all the information that is needed to complete the assessment for today. You do have the ability to follow up the next few days. You would need to contact the office on the same number, select option 2. Their office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help with today?
No, that's all.
Okay. Thank you for calling Alabama Rural Coalition. Enjoy your day. Mm-hmm.